Google launches inclusive language function to promote political correctness. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 25, 2022. Google has announced the launch of an inclusive language function to help users eliminate politically incorrect words and expressions. The feature is being introduced initially to Google's enterprise-level users and will include both warnings and suggestions as part of Google's new assisted writing features in Google Docs. Typing in the word landlord, for instance, generates a warning the term may not be inclusive to all readers, as well as the suggestion to replace the offensive locution with property owner or proprietor. Similarly, Google takes issue with the word mankind and proposes substituting it with the more appropriate humankind. Use of policeman and housewife provokes a correction as well, and Google will urge replacing them with the gender-neutral police officers and stay-at-home spouse. Curiously, the new software seems targeted only at a specific sort of communication infractions. For example, a transcribed interview with ex-Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, in which he uses offensive racial slurs and talks about hunting black people, elicited no warnings, perhaps out of respect for similar language found in rap songs. The program did, however, propose amending President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address to substitute "For All Humankind" in place of "For All Mankind." Silky Carlo, of campaign group Big Brother Watch, insisted that Google's new word warnings aren't assistive, they're deeply intrusive. "This speech policing is profoundly clumsy, creepy and wrong, often reinforcing bias," Carlo said. A Google spokesperson, said, "Our technology is always improving, and we don't yet have a solution to identifying and mitigating all unwanted word associations and biases." Follow @WilliamsRome.